The HMAS Adelaide left Australia on Friday carrying much-needed aid supplies to Tonga. But as the ship neared its destination, the Australian government confirmed there had been a COVID-19 outbreak on board.
I can report to you that 23 personnel on HMAS Adelaide, which departed Brisbane only a matter of days ago, have tested positive with COVID-19. There are those people, obviously, and others on board who are in isolation at the moment.
Tonga desperately needs outside assistance after the volcanic eruption and tsunami more than a week ago, but doesn't want to risk an outbreak of COVID-19 brought by aid workers. It's insisting that all supplies must be delivered contactless. At this stage, the Adelaide will complete its mission. As some communication is restored in Tonga, more images are coming out showing how devastating the disaster was. These are from the island of Nomuka, one of the closest to the volcano and one of the most affected. The Red Cross estimates waves as high as 15 metres smashed into Nomuka and nearby islands.
Really, nobody knew that there was a wave coming. So, in every household that was on the road, like, we just shouted out, tsunami, tsunami, you know, get to higher ground.
Most people here have been moved to the main island of Tongatapu. There, a long clean-up is underway and power has been restored. But livelihoods in this tiny island nation will take a long time to rebuild.
I have a bakery, but I can't even open it now because of the ash in the bakery and my home.
Tonga's economy was already in trouble before the disaster. Now the outlook is even more grim and basic supplies may become hard to get.
When we're talking about crops and farm, It was severely damaged due to the dust covering the farms, the yams and the crops. We still managed to survive through with our food, imported food. We're talking about tin can, corned beef and tuna.
In the short term, assistance will continue to arrive, but the Tongans will need long-term help to rebuild and recover. Wayne Hay, Al Jazeera, Tauranga, New Zealand.